You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
May mga bagong batas na idinisenyo upang masiguro na ang mga balanse ng superannuation ay hindi inuubos ng bayad sa siguro na maaaring mauwi sa pagkawala ng pera ng ilang Australiano. Sa ating wika, pakinggan natin ang tinipong ulat tungkol dito na mula kina Dubravka Boloder at Alan Lee. Ang mga bagong batas na ipinatupad noong Hulyo ay makakakita na ang mga superannuation na walang kontribusyon sa nakalipas na 16 na buwan o may balansing kulang sa $6,000 ay ililipat sa Australian Taxation Office. Pero may mga pagkabahala ang mga taong humahawak ng ganitong account na maaari silang mawala ng kanilang siguro at ng kabuuan o permanenteng pondo sa kapansanan maliban lamang kung kakausapin ang namamahala ng kanilang pondo. Sinabi ng tagapayong Russell Mason ng Deloitte Superannuation na ito ay maaaring magkaroon ng negatibong epekto sa ilang tao.
Many people that have kept a superannuation account with a fund, not made contributions, but kept it so that they could maintain their death and disability cover. And there is a concern that I have, that Deloitte has, and many super funds have, that people could find their insurance cover ceases without the member realizing the impact.
Idinagdag ni Ginoong Mason na ilang grupo ng tao ay maaaring hindi nakakaalam na ang mga pagbabago ay mangyayari.
It could particularly affect those people where English isn't their first language, people who are travelling, whether they are hard to be made contact with, and people in isolated parts of Australia, Indigenous communities, for instance, where they may not get regular communications.
Samantala, si Christine Hartnett ay isang financial counselor para sa Salvation Army. Kasama siya sa pagkabahala ni Ginoong Mason at nagsabing ang mga taong maaapektuhan ng husto ng balak na pagbabago ay mga taong lubusang hindi makakaya ang ganitong mga hakbang.
The people who are going to be adversely affected by this are the people who are already in disadvantage. So the people who aren't working, the people who are unemployed and haven't had any contributions paid into their super fund.
Sinabi din ni Binibining Hartnett na alam niya na maraming pondo ang sumusubok na makipag-ugnayan sa mga tao, pero kapag minsan, hindi ito nangyayari dahil hindi sila nagbigay ng kanilang numero ng telepono o kaya luma na ang mga ito. Ayon na din sa kanya, para sa maraming tao, ang kanilang seguro ay tagapagligtas ng buhay.
Whilst the majority of super funds have been really proactive in contacting people who haven't had a contribution made, we know that there is a lot of lost super. We know that everyone's not contactable through their emails. So it'd be, you know, what we really encourage those people to do is just contact their super fund and have a conversation, get the discussion going so that, you know, they can check where they're up to with it.
Maraming taong may siguro ang nagsasama ng kanilang superannuation account na kung saan ang bayad ay automatikong ginagawa. Sa ilalim ng mga bagong batas, kung ang superannuation account ay sasarahan, ang siguro ay magiging paso at sinasabi ni Russell Mason na ito ay hindi magiging madaling maibalik kung mangyayari.
If they come back sometime later, the fund and the insurer may say, we're happy to reinstate it, but you are going to have to provide medical evidence that you're in reasonably good health. And are a good insurance risk. Mm-hmm. So if someone has got a pre-existing condition and they're currently covered and it lapses, they may find, as you've indicated, that it is impossible to reactivate that cover 2 or 3 months down the track.
Sinabi naman ni Professor Susan Thorpe ng University of Sydney na hindi kailangang magpanik ang publiko. Sinabi niya na ang unang dapat gawin ng mga tao ay kausapin ang namamahala ng kanilang super fund. Kung makakausap nila ito, maaari silang pumiling panatilihin ang kanilang seguro. Ayon sa professor, ang pangalawang bagay na dapat gawin ay ang pagsusuri kung ano ang kanilang seguro.
Many of us have more than one account and we need to find out if that's the case for us. The easiest way to do that is through the Australian Tax Office. So your MyGov site, if it's connected with the Australian Tax Office, will have a list of your super accounts. And you can see that there, and you can decide which ones, which super account you might want to keep active. Most of us are better off with only having one account.
Idinagdag din ni Binibining Torp na maaaring gamitin ang MyGov upang pagsamahin ang kanilang super account bilang isa kung ito ay gusto nila. At sinabi din niya na ang super account ay kailangang maging bago kasama ng numero ng maaaring tawagang telepono.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
sbs.com.au